Good morning.
早上好。
It's such a privilege to be here with you.
这样的特权我们可以与弟兄姊妹一起。
Now the only problem is the time just disappeared.
就是有一个就是时间过得特别快。
Seems like we just got here on Friday afternoon.
好像我们像周五下午一样刚到一样。
And all of a sudden the time is just gone.
突然这时间都没了。
Now some of you may be relieved.
好像有些人可能就轻松一点。
But I am grateful to be among you brothers and sisters.
但是我非常感恩可以到弟兄姊妹当中。
So let's read just a few verses.
我们来读几处的圣经。
Our theme verses for this weekend are from Romans 4, 20 and 21.
我们的主题经节是在罗马书的第四章21、22节。
By now, most of you know that.
现在大家弟兄姊妹都应该比较熟悉了。
This is speaking of Abraham and Sarah.
这是讲到亚伯拉罕和萨拉。
Verse 20 says, And hesitated not at the promise of God through unbelief, but found strength in faith, giving glory to God.
21节说，且满心相信神所应许的必能做成。
And in this following verse is the theme of our weekend.And, go ahead, brother.
下面一节是我们的主题。
And being fully persuaded that what he has promised, he is able also to do.
21节，却满心相信神所应许的必能做成。
I'd like you to turn to Hebrews. We've been spending a lot of time in Hebrews.
我们再翻到我们多次讲到的希伯来书。
I'd like to read beginning in verse 1 of chapter 11.
11章第一节开始。
Now faith is the substantiating or assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
And this is the point, the next verse.
下面一节是我们的点。
For in the power of this, the elders have obtained testimony.
古人在这信上得了美好的证据。
Look at verse 4.
第四节。
By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained testimony of being righteous, God bearing testimony to his gifts. And by it, having died, he yet speaks.
亚伯因着信献祭与神，比该隐所献的更美，因此便得了称义的见证，就是神指着他礼物做的见证。他虽然死了，却因这信仍旧说话。
And then verse 5,
第五节。
By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him, for before his translation,He has the testimony that he pleased God.
以诺因着信被接去，以致不至于见死，人也找不着他，因为神已经把他接去了。只是他被接去以先，已经得了神喜悦他的明证。
Hebrews 11:13 will be the theme verse for this morning.
今天早晨我们要讲的重点是在希伯来书第十一章的十三节。
I'll read it from the King James Version.
我读一下这个鉴定本的圣经。
These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth.
这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的。却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。
And the last verses are same chapter 39 and 40.
在同一章的最后39、40节。
And these all, having obtained testimony through faith, did not receive the promise, God having foreseen some better thing for us, that they should not be made perfect.Without us.
这些人都是因信得了美好的证据，却仍未得着所应许的，因为神给我们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同德，就不能完全。
Can we have another word of prayer?
我们再有一点祷告。
Lord, we're so grateful for your word.
主，我们何等感恩你的话。
Yet when we think of your word, we think how utterly dependent we are upon you.
但是我们想到你的话的时候，我们就是想到我们何等需要依靠你。
Unless you speak to our hearts,
除非你向我们的心说话。
Make your word alive again.
让你的话成为活的。
There's not much value in just the teaching.
我们这样教导是没有任何的果效。
But as we read so clearly in your words, their spirit and life.
但你的话说，你的话就是灵，就是生命。
We pray you will give us the spirit of your word.
我们求你给我们话里的灵。
We pray that your life would be manifest as a result of your word.
因为你的话，你的生命在我们里面长大。
And we look to you alone, for there's no one else to whom we may go.
我们只有单单的仰望你自己。
May you speak to us.
求你向我们说话。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Well, brothers and sisters, we have had three times already together.
弟兄姊妹们，我们已经有三次的聚集了。
We've been considering this phrase from Romans 4, verse 21, being fully persuaded.
我们一直在思考在罗马书四章所讲到的满心相信。
The Apostle Paul is presenting the glorious gospel in the book of Romans. You already know that.
在罗马书中使徒保罗讲到那个荣耀的福音。
And the main character he used to illustrate this glorious gospel was Father Abraham.
他所讲到的这个荣耀的福音的例子就是亚伯拉罕，信心之父。
The father of faith.
信心之父。
And he saw something by revelation that no one else said in the word of God about Abraham.
在神的启示当中，他讲到亚伯拉罕一个独特的特点。
He said being fully persuaded.
他讲到满心的相信。
That what he promised,
相信神所应许的,
he was able also to do.
也必能够成就。
Abraham was fully persuaded.
亚伯拉罕是满心的相信。
And as we share these 3 days, we have said that's not only God's desire for the patriarch Abraham, but that's God's desire for every Christian.
这三天我们一直提醒弟兄姊妹，这不仅是对亚伯拉罕的信息，也是对每一位蒙恩得救的信徒的。
You remember what it says in verse 23.
我们记得在23节中这样讲。
Now it was not written on his account alone that it was reckoned to him as righteousness,But on ours also.
算他唯一的这句话不是单为他写的，而是为所有的人写的。
This thing that revealed what Abraham was is what God is after in every child of God.
这个在亚伯拉罕中所显示的就是神对我们每一位信徒的要求。
One brother here in our midst rightly saw the burden that was upon my heart.
有个弟兄姊妹看到我心中的这个负担。
It wasn't just to come and share with you about faith.
不只是我的里面的负担是讲到信心。
It was to go deeper than faith.
是讲到比信心更深一些的。
It was to see this deep thing that God did in Abraham.
是要看到神借着亚伯拉罕所给的那个更深的。
And so full was this persuasion that he became the father of every nation.
这里面这个深的东西是他如何的这样的信而成为信心之父。
He became the father of persuasion.
成为那个信心的父亲。
He became the father of faith.
成为这个被说服的一个信心的父亲。
So this later you see where the apostle Paul said at the end of that Roman letter, he said something that makes this very real, that is for us.
在罗马书的后面一点，这个保罗也讲到对我们非常真实的。
He said, let every man be fully persuaded.
说到我们每一个都应该这样的坚信被说服。
He went on to say of his son in the faith, Timothy.
他也对他的在信里面的儿子提摩太这样讲。
This was Paul's description of Timothy.
这是保罗对于提摩太的描述。
He said, thou hast been fully persuaded.
他说提摩太你要满心的相信。
I believe that's what the Lord is looking for in us.
我相信这是神在我们里每一个人里面的所需。Repeatedly,
repeatedly, the Apostle Paul made a statement.
一而再，再而三的，保罗这样讲。
If you've missed it, please take your Bible and look for it.
若是你没有找到，你要注意到你的圣经中所讲到的。
It was Paul's own statement.
这是保罗自己的话。We
might say Paul owned that statement.
好像保罗拥有这一个话。And
these three words the apostle said again and again, I am persuaded.
保罗他一直在说的这个字就是我深信。You
remember when he was on trial in Rome?
你想到在罗马的他受审判的时候,
you remember when he stood before Agrippa?
你也看到他在亚基帕王面前受审的时候,
you remember when he gave that powerful testimony?
你想到他在那里做这个非常有能力的见证的时候,
this representative of Rome was so moved.
这个罗马的这个官是如此的受感动,
he said, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian.
他说你几乎让我做基督徒了。
And you remember what the Apostle Paul responded.
你记得保罗怎么回应?
He said, I would that everyone that hears my voice
他说我所有听到我话的,
would not just be almost,
不是只是好像,
but altogether,
不是被差一点, 而是完全的被幸福,
such as I am.
就像我一样。
This was Paul's testimony.
这是保罗的见证。
He was altogether persuaded.
他是完全的被说服。
Well, that's the first message.
这是第一个信息。
You don't have to listen to it now.
你现在不需要再回去听了。
We'll call it the mini message.
这是一个小的信息。
But we spoke about something else that was very important.
我们也讲到另一个非常重要的。
What can you base this being fully persuaded upon?
我们的满心的相信的依据在哪里?
Can you base it on your own faith?
是不是借着你自己的信心呢?
Like the so-called faith movement wants to do?
好像是那个信心的这样的一个运动一样。
It's all about your faith.
这是你自己的信心。
Can you base it upon your own strength?
你能不能靠着你自己的能力呢?
Are you able to do what the Lord tells you to do?
你能够靠自己能行神让你说的做的事吗?
Can you base it upon your own faithfulness?
你能够靠你自己的信实吗?
You'll discover how unfaithful you are.
你马上就发现你自己不是信实的。
So the Apostle Paul saw something in Abraham when he was presenting this gospel that he wanted to let every believer know.
所以使徒保罗看到亚伯拉罕里面这个真实的信息，就像每一个信徒这样讲。
And he said, and being fully persuaded that what he has promised he is able also to do.
他说,我满心相信神所应许的他必定做成。
This is the strong foundation of our faith, brothers and sisters.
这是我们信心的那个坚固的根基。
I can make a promise to you and it may not hold up for an hour.
我可以向你应许,但是一小时以后就过期了。
When he makes a promise, he'll always fulfill it.
他神所应许的他一定要成就。
Abraham saw this.
亚伯拉罕看到这一点。
Sarah saw this.
萨拉看到这一点。
And they knew the one thing that they could base everything on was that he has promised.
他知道我们满心相信的一个根基就是神已经应许。
Another thing they saw.
另一件事情。
They saw that not only has he promised,
不仅神已经应许,
but he is able.
是他有能力。
Brothers and sisters, take your concordance and look up that wonderful phrase, he is able.
用看到你这个编会的圣经,你查这个,他是有能力的。
And you'll discover it again and again and again in the Bible.
你就会发现在圣经中常常提到神是有能力的。
You'll either discover these three simple words, he is able.
你就会发现这个神是有能力这件事情。
Or you'll understand the other word, God is able.
或者是他 就是神是有能力的。
How wonderful those three words are.
这三个字是何等的宝贵。
How that releases me from my striving and my struggling to be a Christian.
这使得我在做基督徒的一切的挣扎都烟消云散。
God never said you were able.
神没有说你有能力。
But God says, I am able.
但是神说我有能力。
This was the secret of Abraham.
这是亚伯拉罕的秘诀。
And then you remember when you look later in Hebrews, the writer of Hebrews discovered something about Sarah and Abraham that was terrific.
在希伯来书中又讲到这个 亚伯拉罕撒拉里面有一个秘诀。
They discovered that he that promised
讲到这个应许的人
is faithful.
那个应许者是
继续的。Isn't that good news?
这是不是好消息呢?
The greatest words in the Bible come from 1 Corinthians 1:9 where it says simply, God is faithful.
这个非常宝贵的话是在哥林多前书一章九节说神是信实的。
I'm so glad for those words.
我们非常高兴神这样讲。
If you even look later in the Bible,
你看到圣经的后面的时候,
you discover when we are unfaithful, he remains faithful still.
那里讲到当我们失信的时候, 神仍然是信实的。
Well, that's the second message.
这是第二堂的信息。
You need to base the whole of your Christian life on these three principles.
你的基督徒的生活要建立在这三个的根基上。
You can't base it on anything else.
你不能建立在任何其他的事情上。
But you can base it on He had promised.
你可以建立在神已经应许。
And everything He promised, He will fulfill.
他所应许的他一定要做成。
You can base it on He is able.
你可以建立在神是有能力的。
And you certainly can base it upon He is faithful.
也建立在神是信实的。
And then last night we looked at the assurance of being fully persuaded.
昨天晚上我们讲到这个满心相信的讲的确据或者是保证。
Hebrews 11:1 says, Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for.
希伯来书11:1说信是所望之事的实底。
The conviction of things not seen.
是未见之事的确据。
Brothers and sisters, I said it last night, let me say it again.
弟兄姊妹们，我昨天晚上提到，我再一次重复。
Many people look at the Bible as a book of judgment.
有些弟兄姊妹看圣经好像是充满了审判。
Many people shy away from even reading their Bible because they think it's too much judgment.
很多人不读圣经是因为觉得圣经有很多的审判。
There is judgment in the Bible.
在圣经中确实有审判
because he's the righteous judge
因为神是那个公义的审判者
but over and above and in no comparison is the Bible a book of assurance
这个圣经超过一切所示的就是这个圣经是我们的确据的书
and those that were here last night heard these few words
我们昨天晚上有来的我们听到这样的话
Using negative words,
是用那个负面的表达
God shows us the depth of that assurance.
是来讲到这个保证的深度
The expanse of that assurance.
那个保证的宽度
Paul said in Romans 8:38-39, I am persuaded that nothing can separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus.
保罗在罗马书第八章第38-39节说没有任何的事情可以使我们与神的爱隔绝。
The Bible says, no temptation can take you but what is common to man.
所有人所经历的试探我们都可以胜过。
And with every temptation, he'll make the issue clear.
所有的试探神都给我们开一条出路。
So that you can bear it.
你可以能够忍受得住。
You know what he does?
他做什么呢?
He puts his life within us.
他把他的生命放在你的里面。
Brothers and sisters, I have people say to me, what's the secret of overcoming?
弟兄姊妹，有弟兄姊妹问我，这个得胜的秘诀在哪里?
I tell them the secret of overcoming is quite simple.
这个得胜的秘诀非常简单。
The overcomer is in you.
那个得胜者在你的里面。
How tremendous.
这何等了不起的事实
The Holy Spirit has taken up permanent residence in us
圣灵就
And we are the temple of God. Can you imagine any greater assurance?
你能够想象更大的确据吗?
The third thing we looked at was nothing is impossible with God.
第三件我们讲到的就是在神没有难成的事。
You know, he waited to Abraham. He was dead as far as having a child. His body was dead.
神等到亚伯拉罕身体完全朽坏的时候。
And Sarah's womb was certainly dead.
撒拉的生育已经断绝的时候。
And they were in an impossible situation.
他们在一个不可能的境况中。
And yet God made a promise.
但是神应许他们。
That the son would come through them.
在他们里面要出一个儿子。
It's impossible.
这是不可能的。
I tell everybody all of them, the Christian life is impossible.
我也常给弟兄姊妹说, 基督徒的生活也是不可能的。
So when that promise was made, you remember the story, Sarah laughed.
你记得那个故事当中, 撒拉就嬉笑起来。
And God said to Abraham, said, did Sarah laugh?
神说, 对亚伯拉罕说, 是不是撒拉在嬉笑呢?
So God had a great sense of humor.
神也是很常有,
he said, call the child Isaac.
所以他说你要给你的儿子起名叫嬉笑,
because it means laughter.
就是以撒。
And these simple words came to them.
这个非常简单的话来到他面前。
Is anything too hard for me?
在神有岂有难成的事吗?
That's the lesson.
这是我们讲的,
That's the assurance. Nothing is impossible with God. And then we closed with those words. That great promise of the Old Testament. That great promise of the New Testament. I will never leave you.
我绝不,
and I will never forsake you.
也不丢弃你们。
What assurance that is!
这是何等的保证啊!
That's the reason you can be fully persuaded!
这是为什么你能满心相信的原因。
Well, now you don't have to listen to the third message.
对，你也不需要再去回去听第三个信息了。 我已经总结了。
Now, in these messages, we were laying the groundwork for this morning.
我们这三个信息就为我们今天早晨的信息有个铺垫。
We looked at this matter of what.
我们看到这个什么,
the what is being fully persuaded.
什么是我们满心相信的?
We looked at this matter of how.
我们也看到怎样来满心相信。
It's because we have a firm foundation.
是因为我们有一个坚固的根基。
We can base everything on it.
我们把所有的都建立在这个根基上。
And we have the greatest assurance.
我们也有最大的保证。
But now, brothers and sisters, we need to look at why.
我们今天要讲的是为什么?
Why should we be fully persuaded?
为什么我们要满心相信?
What is the end of being fully persuaded?
最终的我们的满心相信到底为什么?
Why does God want this in the life of every believer?
为什么神要在每一个信徒当中要找这样的满心相信?
Just as it was the distinguishing mark of Abraham, it is to be the distinguishing mark of every child of God.
正像亚伯拉罕的里面这个特征，这也是每一个神的儿女的特征。
And I believe the answer is simply this.
我相信这个答案就是这样的。
And this is my closing burden.
这是我最终的这个负担。
The testimony of being fully persuaded.
满心相信的见证。
When the writer of Hebrews wrote that chapter 11,
当希伯来书作者写十一章的时候,
and he cataloged those from the Old Testament that were fully persuaded,
他就列下了所有在旧约中的信心,这些满心相信的人,
he repeated the word again and again in that chapter.
他重复地用到一个字,
they were persuaded for a reason.
他们满心相信有个原因,
and when you look at verse 2 as we read,
我们刚才读的第二节,
and when you look at verse 4 as we read,
第四节,
And when you look at verse 5 as we read,
我们读的第五节,
and then when you look at the two verses that close the chapter as we read,
这最后两节,
you will discover this thing God was after.
你会看到神在寻找这一件事情,
and this thing God was after was having a living testimony in a people. It's a beautiful way the writer put it. Go back to chapter
11.
It says in verse 2,
在第二节,
speaking of faith,
讲到这个信心,
or really speaking of being fully persuaded,
或者是讲到满心相信,
for in the power of this, the elders obtained testimony.
是讲到古人在这信的能力上得了美好的证据。
In verse 4, it talks about Abel and Cain.
在第四节讲到亚伯和该隐。
And it talks about Abel's more excellent sacrifice.
讲到亚伯那个更美的献祭。
And again, that anointed, anonymous writer of Hebrews used that same expression.
所以希伯来的作者在圣灵的 感动下这样写,
he said, by which he obtained testimony.
他讲的因此便得了称义的见证。
And you look at verse 5.
你看第五节的时候,
it speaks of Enoch.
讲到以诺。
You know, now Enoch is a figure of the overcomers in the New Testament.
以诺是在旧约中的一个得胜者的榜样。
He walked with God.
他与神同行。
And he was not.
他
because God took him. That's our hope, brothers and sisters. God would rapture us out alive. A dear old brother, Stephen Kong in Richmond, that I've been with for years, 104 years old. He tells me he's not waiting for death. He's waiting to be caught up with the Lord. And it says of Enoch,
就是讲到以诺,
that God had translated that, but before his translation, he had the testimony that he pleased God.
就是讲到因为神已经把他接去了,
and listen to this grand closing in Hebrews 11.
在这个十一章希伯来书结束的时候怎么讲?
These are the ones God found in the Old Testament that had the testimony.
这一些都是在旧约当中得到了因信得了美好证据的人.
And it says, and these all having obtained, now this version says witness.
在我的 这个圣经经节中呢，这个见证呢是用另一个字，
but the word is testimony.
他讲的实际上也是见证。
These all having obtained testimony through faith.
这些人都是因信得了美好的证据。
Or better, to be fully persuaded.
或者是用满心相信。
Did not receive the promise.
却仍未得着所应许的。
God having foreseen some better thing for us, that they should not be made perfect without us.
因为神给我们预备了更美的事, 叫他们若不与我们同德, 就不能完全。
I think this is a glorious explanation of Hebrews 11.
这是一个非常荣耀的希伯来书的一个实际上的总结。
If you wonder what Hebrews 11 is about,
若是你想希伯来书十一章讲的是什么?
If you wonder what the end of being fully persuaded is about,
你要是想到这个满心相信最终的结局是什么?
It's in the end that God will have a living testimony in a people.
是讲到神要在他的子民中能够找到这个活的见证。
It's such a powerful testimony.
这是一个非常有能力的见证。
That the world will see it and believe.
这个世界看到也会相信。
That your neighbors will see it and believe.
我们的邻居看到也会相信。
That your family will see it and believe.
这些家庭看见也会相信。
This is living testimony.
这是一个活的见证。
Brothers and sisters, this is the end of being fully persuaded.
弟兄姊妹们,
I'll put it again in my words.
我用我的话这样讲,
having obtained testimony by being fully persuaded.
借着满心相信,
this is what God is after. The whole Bible is about Him obtaining a living testimony. You know, it says in Psalm 78, Psalm 78, it talks about His whole idea about Israel.
78篇,
it's verse 5.
第五节,
78 verse 5. You can take all of those words in the Old Testament and you can compress them into this single phrase. For He established a testimony in Jacob. This is what He did.
这是他所做的.
Israel was to be His testimony. In a dying world.
是这个非常, 灰暗的世界中,
these selected people of God.
这是神所拣选的人,
not because they were anything special.
不是他们有什么特别,
matter of fact, God told them they weren't special.
神告诉他们, 他们并不特别,
not because there was anything good in them by nature.
不是因为他们里面有什么好的德性,
because there was nothing good in them.
因为他们里面没有什么好德性,
but God was determined according to His eternal purpose to have a testimony upon the earth.
因为神在他永远的旨意当中要建立这样的一个见证。
And you can explain Israel in any way you want to.
你可以把以色列表现成其他的方式。
But in the end, this is the only explanation of what Israel was to exist for.
但是这个见证就是以色列能够存在的一个根本的原因。
So strong is this in the Old Testament,
在这个旧约中是如此的强的信息,
that when they lost that testimony,
当他们失去这个见证的时候,
God sent them into captivity.
神就把他们打发到这个被掳之地,
and He found ones in Israel that stood for that testimony.
他看到在以色列中有一个能够为他做这个见证。
In the great closing in Hebrews 11,
在希伯来书的最后结束的时候,
and these all having obtained testimony through faith did not receive the promise.
就是这般希伯来书所讲的这些人都是因信得了美好的证据却仍未得着所应许的。
God having foreseen some better thing for us that they should not be made perfect without us.
因为神给我们预备了更美的事, 叫他们若不与我们同德就不能完全。
Unlike me,
不像我,
and unlike you,
不像你,
God never gives up on His purpose.
神永远不会放弃他的目的。
His purpose is to have a living testimony on the earth.
他的旨意要在地上建立这样的一个活的见证。
He found it in these ones that were wholly, fully persuaded in Romans, in Hebrews 11.
他在希伯来书十一章中就找到了这些能够为他做见证的人。
And although they didn't receive the promise,
虽然他们没有得到这个应许,
God had in mind something even grander.
神可以给他预备更美的。
He had in view His church.
神把他的 教会摆在其中,
this is what it means having some better thing for us.
这就是讲到为我们预备的那个更美的事。
Ultimately, the testimony of God is to be manifest in the church.
在神见证最终就是要在教会中实现。
Hey, you may not follow me totally on this.
你也可能不是完全领会我的所说的。
But I believe when you read the Bible, you begin to understand this is the theme through the Bible.
但是你要自己读圣经, 你就会知道这是圣经的主题。
And when you come to the end of the Bible, Revelation,
当你来到圣经的最后一卷书, 启示录的时候,
you cannot dispute this is the end.
你没有办法争议这是
There's this wonderful phrase that occurs only in the Revelation.
有很多的字只是在启示录中所出现的。
And you know what the phrase is?
这个
这个字是什么呢? The phrase is the testimony of Jesus.
是讲到耶稣的见证。
In the end, that's what being fully persuaded is for.
这就是我们为什么要满心相信的最终的结局。
That there would be the testimony of Jesus.
要成为耶稣的见证。
Look at the beginning of Revelation.
我们看到启示录的开始。
Revelation 1, verse 1 and 2.
在启示录的第一章的第一节第二节,
Revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to him to show his bondmen what must shortly take place. And he signified it, sending his angel to his bondman John, who testified of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的启示就是神赐给他，叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人，他就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰。That
great book that we close the Bible with.
这是讲到这个最终的这卷书。
John, who was on the Isle of Patmos, made it absolutely clear what it was about. He said it was about the Word of God and the testimony of Jesus. You know, just in case you missed it, he repeated himself. That's sort of like present company here. And look at verse 9.
第九节,
I, John, your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and patience in Jesus, was in the island called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus.
我约翰就是你们的弟兄和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份，为神的道，并为给耶稣做的见证，并在那名叫巴摩的海岛上。Look
at chapter 11, verse 7.
来到第十一章第七节。
Well, go back. I have one more I want to read. 6, verse 9. I think you know this, but I'll read it.
第六章的第九节。
This is about the martyrs who were under the altar. And when it opened the fifth seal, I saw underneath the altar the souls of men that had been slain for the word of God and the testimony which they held.
6章9节揭开第五印的时候，我看见在祭坛底下有为神的道。 并为做见证被杀之人的灵魂。
I think this is an absolute important phrase.
这是非常重要的一个字。
The martyrs, the testimony, they held it.
这个寻道的这灵魂就是为了见证。
It was something they owned.
就是他们所拥有的。
It was something they did that God was looking for.
就是他们所做的是神所要寻找的。
Look at about the two witnesses in 11 verse 7.
在11章的第七节,
there's all this mystery about the two witnesses.
大家有很多对于这两个见证人的说法,
but it says this one thing we can be sure of.
这一件事情是非常确定的讲到的,
and when they shall have completed their testimony.
他们做完见证的时候,
over and over, this was John's thought as he wrote his letter.
一而再再而三的约翰讲到这件事情,
the revelation of the Lord Jesus,
耶稣基督的启示,
the importance of testimony,
重要的就是见证。
You know the verse in Romans 12 verse 11,
在罗马书的12章,
this is about the overcomer,
是讲到这些,
12 verse 11, I'm sorry, Revelation, Thank you for catching that. We would all be lost.
启示录12章,
and they have overcome him by reason of the blood of the Lamb and by reason of the word of their testimony.
十一节讲到，弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道，他们虽至于死也不爱信。
Not only did the martyrs have the testimony,
不仅是那些寻道者有这样的见证,
but the overcomers have the testimony.
得胜者也有这样的见证。
Look at chapter 12, verse 17.
在十二章的十七节,
the dragon was so angry with the remnant of the seed of the woman that represents the church.
人对那些剩余的那些儿女如此的发怒。
Verse 17, and the dragon was angry with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus.
龙向妇人发怒去与她妻的儿女就是代表教会征战那些得胜者这儿女就是那守神诫命为耶稣所见证的。
Make no, there's no doubt about it in my mind.
在这里面实在是非常清楚，没有任何的疑惑。
But the great spiritual warfare that my brother Freedom and I were talking about the other day is all over one thing.
在我和朱弟兄在这几天有交通到的，就是这个整个的征战的一个中心是什么？
It's all over the testimony of Jesus.
是讲到耶稣的见证。
I just have a few more, but it's so important we can't go past it.
我们再找几节非常重要的经文。
15 verse 5. It actually says, and after these things I saw again the temple of the tabernacle of testimony was opened in the heavens.
此后我看见在天上那存法柜的殿开了。And
then there's one last one. Chapter 19, verse 10.
最后一个是在19章的第10节。You
remember this scene.
我们记得这个情景。The
apostle John fell down before the angel and did homage to the angel.
我们记得那是使徒约翰在这个天使前要下拜。
And the angel made it clear, see you do it not.
这个天使就说千万不可。Now
those of you that might be tempted to get into angel worship, remember this verse.
就是有些人要敬拜天使,你要记住这句话。See
you do it not.
千万不可。But
then he gave the explanation.
然后他讲到这个讲解。He
says, I am of thy fellow bondmen and the fellow bondmen of the brethren who have the testimony of Jesus.
这个天使就说,我和你并你那些为耶稣所见证的弟兄同是做仆人的。I
want you to remember this phrase.
我希望你们能记住这个,
who have the testimony of Jesus.
就是为耶稣做见证的。Brothers
and sisters, it's not enough to know about the testimony of Jesus.
弟兄姊妹们,只是知道耶稣的见证是不够的。God
is not looking for those that have knowledge of the testimony of Jesus.
主不是找那些知道耶稣基督见证的人。God
is looking in those that are fully persuaded that they have the testimony of Jesus.
神所找的是那些满心相信有耶稣基督见证的弟兄姊妹。
I believe it's very clear.
我相信这是非常清楚的。
In Hebrews 11, it was very clear what the issue was.
希伯来书11章讲得非常清楚。
It was these that were fully persuaded in the Old Testament, they obtained witness.
就是讲到那些旧约中满心相信的人,
And when the Bible is closed with the book of Revelation, it's unmistakable what the subject is.
在启示录是新约的最后的时候，也是非常清楚的讲到神的见证。
That some better thing that was reserved for us is that we, in the end, will have the testimony of Jesus.
那神为我们的那个更为我们所预备的更美的事，就是要有耶稣基督的见证。
This is what those who are fully persuaded have.
这就是那些满心相信的人所应有的。
Now we're going to focus the remainder of our time on one single verse.
我们最后的时间要讲到一个字。
Look at Hebrews 11 verse 13.
最后一节,也就是在希伯来书的11章的第13节。
Because you may have just thought that whole time I tried to explain that was just all too theoretical.
你可能觉得这些都是非常的理论的。
You may think, well, that doesn't do me any good in my daily living.
你可能说在我日常生活这些有什么用呢?
So I want to explain to you what these saints did that will make it real in your daily living.
我要讲到这些圣徒所做的，能帮助你每天过每天的生活。
Hebrews 11 verse 13.
希伯来书11章的13节。
These all died in faith.
这些人都是存着信心死的,
not having received the promises,
并没有得到所应许的,
but having seen them afar off,
却从远处望见,
and were persuaded of them,
且欢喜迎接, 满心相信,
and embraced them,
欢喜迎接,
and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth,
又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。
In this one single verse, the writer of Hebrews shows us what it looks like.
在这一节的经文中，希伯来书的作者就给我们看到全面的情况。
He shows us exactly what it means to have the testimony.
他是讲到我们有这个见证是怎样的情形。
He shows us exactly what people look like who obtain the testimony in his own word.
他是讲到那些得到见证的人的他是怎样的表现。
And this is the word of encouragement that I want to leave with you.
这是我要给大家鼓励的这些话。
The first thing we see is their vision.
看到第一件事是他们的这个意向。
These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off.
这些人都是存着信心死的, 并没有得到所应许的, 却从远处望见。
What an important phrase.
这是何等重要的,
but having seen them afar off.
却从远处望见。
Brothers and sisters, what was important about these dear saints is what they saw.
弟兄姊妹们，这些圣徒的重要一点就是他们所看见的。We
call this vision.
这是讲到异象。Now
I'm not talking about strange visions.
我不是讲到那些奇奇怪怪的做的梦。I
know I'm from the 70s, but I'm not talking about tripping out on LSD and seeing strange visions.
不是讲到我们70年代那些人的古怪的行为。
I'm talking about something they saw in their spirit and it took hold of them.
我是讲到这些人在他的灵里面看到的事情就抓住他们。
This is absolutely what's so important.
这是何等绝对的重要。
And as I strain to relate this to you, I'm convinced of one fact.
我对大家讲，我非常确定一件事情。
We can teach about vision.
我们可以讲，教导。
But it's only God who can give vision.
但是只有神能够给你异象。
You remember the story in Matthew 16.
你记得马太福音16章讲的。
The Lord must have caught all his disciples by surprise at that moment.
主使他们这些门徒都非常吃惊。
And he said, who do men say that I am?
主问他们这些人对我怎样看呢？
You remember that story.
你记得那个故事?
And they had all kinds of ideas of who the Lord was.
他们有不同的对于主的看法。
And then he said, who do you say that I am?
主就问他们, 你觉得我是谁?
And Peter alone said these words.
彼得他自己这样讲,
Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
And the Lord's answer was, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven.
主就对西门说,西门巴约拿的儿子,你是有福的,不是血肉向你指示,而是我父向你指示。
Revelation, vision is what they saw.
这个意象是他们所看到的。
And what they saw changed their life.
他们所看见的就改变了他们的生命。
It wasn't what they were taught necessarily.
不是他教导的而已。
It's what they saw deeply in their spirit.
是他在他们灵的深处所看到的。
And only God can give true vision.
只有神能够给你真正的意象。
You remember what it says in Proverbs 29.
在这个箴言的第29章,
verse 18.
第18节,
Where there is no vision, the people cast off restraint.
若是民没有意象, 就放肆。
Now think about that.
你想一想,
Brothers and sisters, think deeply about that.
你深的想一点。
It means when we don't have vision of this great thing that God is after, we live how we want to live.
我们就是讲到我们若是没有意向，我们就会飘飘不定。
And we do what we want to do.
就是讲我们要各行己意。
We cast off all restraint.
我们不有任何的这样的约束。
As a matter of fact, some versions said, where there is no vision, the people perish.
有些的这个经节说，若是没有意向，这个民就灭亡。
I think as far as God is, you're good as dead.
在神来看就像死了一样。
This was the secret of the ones that were being fully persuaded.
这就是那些满心相信人的秘诀。
But having seen them afar off.
就从远处的望见。
Let me tell you one secret.
我们再讲一个秘诀。
We can teach.
我们可以教导。
And we should teach.
我们也应该教导。
But vision can capture us.
但是意象可以抓住人。
That's the difference.
这是不同的地方。
I love the hymn, Hast Thou Heard Him?
有一个弟兄所写的。
You're going to have to do this by faith, brother.
有一个的诗歌这样讲。
The first line of that hymn, I won't make it too hard. I gave him a cheat sheet yesterday. I won't make it too hard on him.
讲到这个诗歌。
Hast thou heard him?
这个的诗歌的作者。
Seen him, known him?
可以看到他了解他。
Do you know what the line that follows that inspired him is?
这个他使他能写这个诗歌的是什么呢?
Is not thine a captured heart?
是你来抓住我的心。
How do you know when you have vision?
你怎么知道你有这个意象呢?
What is the mark when you have vision?
你要是有意象有什么特征呢?
You're captured forever.
你就完全永远被抓住。
You're not your own.
你不是属于自己的。
You used to go your own way.
你原来偏行己意。
You used to live your own life.
你过你自己的生活。
But something tremendous happened.
但是有非常了不起的事情发生了。
And the love of God constrains us.
这个神的爱就激励你。
And those that live no longer live to themselves.
那些活着的就不再为自己而活。
But live for him who has died for us.
而是为那个为我们死而复活的主而活。
There's a wonderful saying in Christianity.
在基督徒里面这样有这个说法。
I think it's Norman Grubb's autobiography. Once caught, no escape.
他讲到就是一旦抓住就逃脱不了。
That's what these people were.
这些人都是这样的。
These ones that were fully persuaded saw something afar off and it changed their life forever.
这些满心相信的人有一天看到一个异象就一生就不再逃脱。
So you know now why the Apostle Paul prayed for the church at Ephesus.
你记得在这个使徒保罗为以弗所所祷告的。
That one of his two prayers recorded in the book of Ephesians.
在以弗所书中有两个祷告是保罗所做的。
That the God our Father will grant you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the full knowledge of Him.
要让我们能够有智慧和启示的灵，能够完全知道神。
This was the secret of these people.
这是这些弟兄姊妹的这样的秘诀。
You remember what the Apostle Paul said before King Agrippa, don't you?
你还记得这个使徒保罗在亚基帕王面前所说的话吗？
This is before he said, I'm altogether persuaded.
这是在他讲我完全被信服的之前。
In Acts chapter 26, verse 19.
在使徒行传的二十六章第十九节。
In that great trial, he said, whereupon King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
他说亚基帕王啊，我故此没有违背那从天上来的异象。
How could this greatest enemy of the church become the greatest proponent forever for Christianity?
怎么能够这个教会最大的逼迫者能成为这个教会最大的支持者呢?
Because on that Damascus road, he had a heavenly vision.
因为他在大马色的路上看到这个天上的异象。
All through the scripture, you see this as the defining mark.
这是整个圣经中所讲的这些人的一个特点。
You remember when Isaiah wrote in chapter 6,
当以赛亚在他的第六章的书，这卷书中写道，
In the year the king Uzziah had died, you remember that.
你还记得那个乌西亚王死的那年。
And he said, I'm a man of unclean lips and I live under a people with a people of unclean lips. You remember.
嘴唇不洁的人也住在嘴唇不洁的民中。
And he said this remarkable, defining thing.
他讲到一个非常重要的一点。
He said, My eyes have seen the king.
我的眼睛已经看到了这个王。
Changed his ministry.
就把他完全的他的服事改变。Changed
his direction of life.
他的生命的方向都改变了。Changed
him inside out.
他的里面都完全改变。
And he later saw things that no man has seen.
他后来所看到的异象是别人看不见的。
The vision of Isaiah 53 and the suffering of the Savior is unparalleled in Scripture.
在以赛亚53章中，他所看到的那个救主的画面是没有办法替代的。
I'm telling you, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，我告诉你们。
This is the secret of those in Hebrews 11.
这是那些在希伯来书11章。
But having seen them afar off,
从远处望见,
have you seen the great thing that is in the heart of God?
你有没有看到在神的心意中的事情?
Have you seen that God is after everything for His Son?
你有没有看到神要让他的儿子在万事上?
Have you seen that he wants that to be revealed in his church, the all various wisdom of his son? Once you see that with vision, you'll never be the same. There can be nothing else to replace it. This is what I believe the Word of God teaches about these. There can be no testimony without real vision. This is such an important phrase. But having seen them afar off, this is what can change our life.
这是能够把我们的生命改变的。
The second point in this single verse is equally important.
在这节中的第二个点是非常重要的。
We've been talking about it all weekend.
我们这几天一直在讲的。
It says, and were persuaded of them.
是讲到且欢喜迎接。
Now, brothers and sisters, I think that's marvelous.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等的了不起。
It's something they didn't just see something. We can sit around and talk to one another in fellowship meetings and say, brothers and sisters, look what I have seen. But it goes deeper than that. It says, and they were persuaded of them. I believe they were fully persuaded.
英文中有讲到就是一个能够满心相信。
This explains so much to us.
这是讲到何等多的事情。
This explains how they obtain testimony.
就是讲到他们如何能够得到这个见证。
Brothers and sisters, this is my question that I leave with you.
弟兄姊妹们, 这是我要给大家的这个问题。
Are you fully persuaded?
你是不是满心相信?
Have what you've seen of the Lord so captured your heart that you're a different person?
你有没有让神能够抓住你，你成为一个完全不同的人？
You no longer live for yourself.
你不再为自己而活。
You can't live for yourself.
你不能够为自己而活。
It doesn't mean you become a hermit.
你也不是一个 一个好像傀儡。
The hermit doesn't do well with Chinese, huh? We had a hermit in the woods when I was growing up. But I think I could fool Larry here. He's lost. And we used to sneak up on this hermit in the woods and see how close we could get to him.
我们在这个树林里面会有这样的一个情形。
He lived this hidden life all alone.
他可能是些隐居的，在山林中隐居的人。
He was a strange bird.
他是一种鸟。
And these young boys, we were so afraid of him.
这些的就非常小孩子非常害怕他们。
We would crawl on our belly through the woods.
我们会这么卧倒在地上爬。
Hoping we could get a sight of the hermit.
可以看到这些奇怪的东西。
And I remember one time he shot a shotgun over our head and we scattered.
这个鸟就会突然飞起来，把我们都吓跑了。
We're not to live a life alone.
我们不能够自己这样生活。
But this testimony is we're to live a life together in the Lord Jesus.
但是这个见证就是在基督耶稣的里面一起的生活。
That's what he's after.
这是他所追求的。
They were persuaded of them.
他们就欢喜迎接。
How it changed the course of their life.
这如何改变他们生命的轨迹。
How do you know when you're fully persuaded?
你怎么知道你是满心相信呢?
It's a fair question.
这是个非常好的问题。
I've rattled on and on about that phrase all weekend long.
我在这个周末中讲到很多这个满心相信。
But how do you know when you're fully persuaded?
但是你怎么知道你自己满心相信呢?
I think it's simple.
是非常简单的。
You're no longer the captain of the ship.
你不是这个船的船长了。
There is now one that is Lord of your life.
有一位是你的生命的主。
There's some crazy beliefs out there in Christianity these days.
这些在我们的基督教里面有一些的非常不好的东西。
That somehow you can have him as Savior and not Lord.
就是说你可以有一个救主，但不是你的主。
Surely I believe that everyone that believes in the Lord is saved eternally.
当然我相信每一位相信主的都是已经
It was never meant that he just be Savior.
但是不是只是要做我们的救主。
But that he be Lord.
而他成为我们的主。
Lord of your life.
是你生命的主。
That's why we call him Lord Jesus.
是为什么我们叫他主耶稣。
If you are the captain of the ship,
若是你是这个船的船长,
you are not fully persuaded.
你没有满心相信。
I remember the story of Peter.
我记得彼得的故事。
As a matter of fact, I think 12 years ago, when I first came, I think I shared on Peter's life that first time.
实际上在12年以前我到大家当中的时候就分享到彼得的生活。
And what a transformed life Peter is.
我们想到这彼得的生活有何等巨大的改变。
People make fun of Peter. They say Peter was so impetuous. He was always sticking his foot in his mouth. He was always making a mess of things.
彼得就是那个常常是不思想就说话，非常莽撞的一个人。
But remember that mess got that revelation when none of the other disciples got it.
但是呢，在这一切当中，他却看到了那个别人没有看到的异象。
You remember when all the rest scattered, Peter went to the trial.
你记得在这些人都四散的时候，彼得跟随主。
Even though he cursed his Lord.
但是他却在这个发誓发咒起誓。
And he heard that fateful cock crowing.
他就可以听到那个鸡叫声。
The Lord loved Peter.
但是主爱彼得。
The Lord looked for Peter.
主就来寻找彼得。
The Lord restored Peter.
主也恢复彼得。
And when the Lord restored Peter,
当主恢复了彼得的时候,
Peter was a different man.
彼得就完全改变。
He made that meal beside the sea, and they were fishing all night without a catch.
他在这个整夜打鱼没有打到的时候，在这个 在岸边，主就为他们预备早餐。
These were people who were not like me. They were professional fishermen.
那些人不像我一样，他们都是这个打鱼的能手。
They knew the Sea of Galilee like the back of their hand.
他对加利利的海是非常的了解。
And the Lord yelled out, "Do you have a catch?"
主就对他们说，你们有没有抓到鱼啊？
Put the net to the other side.
把你的这个网撒向船的另一边。
And they caught all these fishes.
他们就把很多的鱼都打上来。
So the net was about to break.
甚至那个网都要破掉了。
To show Peter that Peter, you may be a professional, but you cannot do it.
就是像彼得说，你虽然是一个非常好的渔民，但是你打不上鱼来。
And John said, "It is the Lord."
约翰就说这是主。
And you remember Peter dove into the water. No one else dove into the water.
你知道的，彼得就从那个船上跳到水里去，没有别人这样做。
And his broken man went to the shore.
这个被破碎的人就来到了这个岸上。
And the Lord asked him the most painful questions.
主就问他一个非常痛苦的问题。
He said, "Do you love me?"
他说，主就说，你爱我吗？
With agape love,
像神的爱一样爱我吗？
A fully persuaded love,
是一个那个满心相信的爱吗？
God's love,
神的爱。
All Peter could say, "Lord, you know I'm attached to you."
这彼得所能回答就说，主，我对你有感情。
He said, "Feed my sheep."
他说，你来喂养我的羊。
He said, "Peter."
他说，彼得。
Do you love me?
你爱我吗？
With agape love.
是神的爱来爱我吗?
Do you love me with a full love?
你有像那个完全的爱来爱我吗?
A love that cannot fail?
那个没有办法失败的爱来爱我吗?
Think of the pain that must have been in Peter's heart.
你可以想到彼得心里的这个挣扎和痛苦。
Think of the ache in his heart.
他的心里的这个伤痛。
He said, "Lord, you know."
他说，主，你知道。
I'm attached to you.
我对你有感情。
You know that much.
你知道。
And the Lord did it again.
主又问他。
He said, "Peter."
他说，彼得。
Do you love me?
你爱我吗？
But he said this time, "Are you attached to me?"
他就说的，就用这个兄弟的爱。
And Peter said in his pain, "Lord, you know all things. I am attached to you."
他的用另一个爱来问他的时候。 这个彼得就说，我用这个有这样的爱来爱你。
That's all God expected from Peter.
这是神所能够从我们所
That's all God wanted from Peter.
这也是主从彼得那里所要的。
Peter couldn't live up to the standard in himself of agape love.
彼得靠自己没有办法用神的爱来爱主。
It was beyond his ability.
是他能力所不能达到的。
But God is able.
但是神有能力。
So he says an extraordinary thing to Peter.
他对彼得有这样说法。
He said, "Peter, when you were young,
他说，彼得，你年轻的时候，
you went where you desired to go.
你可以随己意而行。
But when you are old,
但你老的时候，
you will stretch forth your hands,
你要把你的手伸出来，
and another will gird you.
有些就会给你这样的一个带领。
And you will go where you would not.
你要去那些你自己不愿去的地方。
And it says, speaking of his death,
是讲到他的死。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
this is how you know that you are persuaded.
你知道, 你就这样知道你如何满心相信。
When you were young, you went your own way.
当你年轻的时候, 你,
you did your own things.
你做你自己的事情。
You lived your own life.
你活你自己的生活。
You made your own decision.
你做你自己的决定。
But when you're fully persuaded, you can no longer do that.
但是你满心相信的时候，你就不能这样再做了。
There's a new captain on the ship.
在另一个的船长做这个船的主人。
I think this is such an important phrase.
这是何等重要的话。
And they were persuaded by them.
这些他就欢喜迎接，满心相信。
This is the testimony they obtained of being fully persuaded.
这是他借着满心相信所得到的见证。
I want to look at a third thing with them.
我们来再看第三件事情。
There's another vital phrase.
在一个另一个非常重要的字。
It says, "And they embraced them."
就是说到欢喜接迎接。
Brothers and sisters, I think this is precisely what God is after.
我相信这是神准确的要我们要做的。
They have a passion.
他们有这样的一个激情在里面。
They had a new passion that awakened in their heart.
他们的心里就这样的有这样的一个新的这样的一个力量。
Brothers and sisters, they didn't just see something.
他不只是看到。
They weren't just persuaded of something.
不只是被说服。
But they embraced what they saw.
而是迎接他们所看到的。
I think the world has stolen this word passion from us.
这世界上把我们里面的这个激情拿去。
I think they've made it a dirty word of some sort.
这个世界就把这个激情这个字换成一个非常坏的。
But those that have obtained testimony,
那些得到见证的人,
those that are fully persuaded,
那些满心相信的人,
are those that have a passion for the Lord.
是对神有感情有激情的。
Think of David.
想到大卫。
You remember when Saul's reign came to an end.
当这个扫罗的王的到了最后的时候。
And God said, I have sought a man after my own heart.
神说我找一个要合我心意的人。
Powerful.
非常的有能力。
He didn't seek a man after his own head.
他不是找一个人是寻着他自己的思路。
He didn't seek a man after his own ways.
不是那个行自己意的这些人。
But he sought a man after his own heart.
他是要找一个人要是来合神心意的。
I believe the mark.That marked these people in Hebrews 11 was they had a passion for God.
我相信这些使这些希伯来这些十一章所讲的人，他的一个非常显著特点就是对神有激情。
I believe this is something the Lord is seeking in His people.
我也相信这是神在他的儿女当中所寻找的。
A renewed passion for God Himself.
是个里面更新的激情向着神。
And they.Embrace them.
他们欢喜接受迎接。
I know I think of David's passion often.
我想常常想到大卫的这样的对神的情感情。
I have made it my prayer often.
我常常用这样的祷告。
You remember what he said in Psalm 27 verse 4.
我们想到在这个诗篇的二十七篇的第四节。
One thing have I asked of the Lord.
有一件事情我曾求耶和华。
That will I seek after.
我仍要寻求。
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
就是我一生一世住在耶和华的殿中。
To behold the beauty of the Lord.
瞻仰他的荣美。
And to inquire of him in his temple.
他的殿中求问。
The two things that marked David were a passion for God himself.
这个大卫所具有的就是对神的这个寻求
and a passion for God's house
对神家的爱
Is that passion in you?
这个爱在你里面有吗
Do you have a passion for God himself?
你有没有对神有这样的爱
That's the mark of those that are fully persuaded
这些满心相信的人都有对神这样的爱
Do you have a passion for God's house?
你有没有对神的家有这样的感情
Or can you live without the church?
你有没有离开教会仍然可以存活
Can you live without the body of Christ?
你能不能离开基督的身体而生活
So many of us can.
很多人可以
But I believe God is looking for people like David.
但是我相信神是在寻找像大卫一样的人
And it says this remarkable thing about David in Acts chapter 13.
在使徒行传十三章中讲到大卫的时候有这样了不起的话。
It says he served the purpose of God in his generation.
大卫在他的年日当中就来服侍了他那一年代的人。
That's the mark of one who has a passion for God himself.
这就是那位爱神的人的显著的特点。
That's the New Testament whole estimation of David's life.
这是在新约中对大卫这样对神的爱的表述。
God in his mercy didn't say yes, but there was Bathsheba.
他没有讲到有
God in his mercy didn't say yes, but he numbered the people and almost brought Israel to ruin. The recorded synopsis is he served the purpose of God in his generation. Do you have the passion that David had? I remember a story. It meant much to me.
我记得一个对我的一个故事。
When Brother Nee went to England to visit with George Cutting,
有一时候尼弟兄到英国去访问。
I don't know if you know who George Cutting is.
我相信你们也不一定了解这位弟兄。
But there's this wonderful little track, safety, security, and enjoyment.
他写了一个小册子，就是讲到这个安全，这个保证。
It's one of the things that George Cutting is most well known for.
大家都知道这个小他写的小册子。
And George Cutting was dying.
这个弟兄就在快要去世。
And he was going in and out.
他好像是在这个有时候清醒，有时候迷昏迷的时候。
And when he would come to, he would say, "I cannot live without the Lord, and He cannot live without me."
他就在这个昏迷当中常常醒来的时候就说，我不能够离开主而活着，主也不能离开我而活着。What
a passion.
就是何等对神的爱。
Brother Nee saw that. It made a mark on Brother Nee.
尼弟兄就看见在他里面有一个很大的震惊。
Brother Nee took that back to China and the Lord gave him added revelation.
尼弟兄把这个带到中国，带回中国的时候，他就有一个更多的一个启示。And
Brother Nee said, "I cannot live without the Lord, and He cannot live without me."
尼弟兄说，我不能离开神而活，主也不能离开我而活。And
Brother Nee said, "I cannot live without my brothers and sisters, and they cannot live without me."
你弟兄说，我不能离开弟兄姊妹而活，弟兄姊妹也不能离开我而活。
Here's that double passion of David.
这就是大卫的里面的那个两面的爱。
May the Lord find it in us.
也求神在我们当中找到这样的。
Well, let's talk about one more thing.
我们再讲，再最后讲一点。
Let's talk about their testimony.
讲到他们的见证。
It says at the end of this verse, 11:13 of Hebrews,
回到希伯来书11章的第13节,
it says, "And confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth."
这讲到就是说, 承认自己在世上是客旅是寄居的。
It literally means, "And they testified by their lives that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth."
用他们自己的生命来见证，他们是世上的客旅，是寄居的。
Think about this testimony they obtained.
我们想想他们这个见证。
They saw something that changed their life.
他看到的异象就改变他们的生命。
This thing so captured them, they were fully persuaded of it.
这个事情抓住他们，他们就满心的相信。
They embraced it with a passion.
他们就欢喜的。
And now they testify at the end that they are strangers and pilgrims on the earth.
最终他们见证承认他们是世上的客旅和寄居的。
This is how you know.
这就是他们如何知道
that you're fully persuaded.
你满心相信。
Are you a stranger?
你是不是那个客旅?
Are you a pilgrim on the earth?
你是不是那个客旅寄居的?
Or is this your home?
这是不是这个地上是不是你的家?
Are you too comfortable here?
你是不是在这个世上过得非常舒服?
We sang Emmy Barber's hymn last night.
昨天晚上唱到诗歌 Barbara姊妹的诗歌。
With that cry of home, home, home.
那个课里的诗歌中就讲到家，家，家。
The testimony of these ones in Hebrews 11 that they were never at home on this earth. They were always strangers and pilgrims.
希伯来书11章这些伟人的见证就是他们在地上没有找到家，他们都是客旅，是寄居的。
Is this your testimony?
是不是你的见证?
Are you a stranger?
你是不是那个寄居的?
Are you a pilgrim?
你是不是那个客旅?
Are you like them looking for a city whose city with foundations, as it says in Hebrews 11, whose builder and maker is God?
你是不是像他们一样要来寻找仰望那个等候那个 这个神所经营所建造的城,
is all of your life invested in this world?
你的生命是不是在这个世上投资呢?
You may do very well in this world.
你可能在这个世上过得很舒服,
but those that obtain testimony have a different mark on them.
但是这些有见证的人, 他们身上有不同的特征,
and their mark is although they're in the world,
他们的这个见证就是虽然他们在世上,
they're not of the world,
但是他们不属于这个世界,
and they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth.
他们是寄居的, 是客旅。
In 11:10, I just mentioned it.
在11章的10节讲到,
it speaks of Abraham's testimony.
是讲到亚伯拉罕的见证。
For he looked for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营、所建造的。
I remember a story. I may have told you this story.
我可能已经给你们大家讲过这样的故事。
See, that's a problem when you go different places. You forget what you tell people.
你要是访问过很多地方，你有时候就忘了在哪里讲过什么。
And Linda and I went to Asheville, North Carolina.
我的太太和我有一次去到北卡。And
we went and toured the Biltmore.
我们去到了一个地方。
Now, that's not of much spiritual value, but if you ever do it, it's a grand place.
那个地方没有什么属灵的意义，但是个非常好的地方。
It's America's largest home.
是一个美国最大的一个房子。
250 rooms.
有250个房间。
I suppose you'd need a maid service for that.
你需要的有佣人才能用这个房子。
48 bathrooms.
48个这个厕所。
You never stop cleaning your bathroom.
你又不停地要洗你的厕所。
Such a grand thing.
这么宏大的一个房子。
The Vanderbilts were in their glory.
这个有一个富人叫Vanderbilt，他在那里面住过。
Because I went on the builder's tour, they let me go into certain places not everybody gets into.
我是有这个特权可以访问一些特别的地方，别人不一定能进去。
And they even gilded the outside with these for Vanderbilt everywhere with gold leaf.
他们就把那个雕塑的是金碧辉煌，写着Vanderbilt。
Well, now that's ostentatious.
这是非常的奢侈的哈。
And I remember going to the gift shop,
我就到那个卖礼物的那个商店,
thinking this is a grand place.
就想这么宏大的地方。
And I picked up a pen and ink rendering.
我就打开一个文件。
And because I design buildings every day, I thought I'll get this.
因为我常常来设计房间, 所以我就对这个感兴趣。
And they said, here's the artist that drew the official pen and ink rendering of the Biltmore.
这个就是当时建这个东西的这个信息。
So I talked to him.
我就给这个人谈。
I found out he was a Christian.
发现这个人是信主的。
We fellowship together.
我们一起有这样的交流交通。
I said to him,
我对他说,
this is grand indeed.
这个实在是个很伟大的房子。
But there's something more grand indeed.
我就对他说,
there's that city that has foundations whose builder and maker is God. And I said, would you not sign your name to this?
你不需要把你的名字写下去在这儿。
Would you write Hebrews 11 verse 10?
你能不能为我写希伯来书11章10节在这个 这个材料上,
whose builder and maker is God.
是说神所经营所建造的那座城。
This was their testimony.
这是他们的见证。
They were strangers and pilgrims.
是他们是客旅，可是寄居的。
And they were looking beyond to that city whose builder and maker is God.
他们等候的，仰望的是那个神所经营、所建造的城。
And then you come to the book of Revelation at the very end.
在启示录的最后的时候。
And we see that wonderful city, the New Jerusalem, coming down from heaven.
就看到那个从天而降的新耶路撒冷。
As a bride prepared for her husband.
那么新妇装饰成整齐，迎接她的新。
And we see that it's the church matured.
这是那个教会成熟以后的光景。
And brothers and sisters, we see the testimony that we saw.
我们就看到了这些伟人所看到的那个的他们的见证。
Have you seen that testimony?
你有没有看到那个见证？
Have you seen that Zion?
你有没有看到那个锡安所代表的？
Have you seen Jerusalem?
你有没有看到耶路撒冷所代表的？
Have you given yourself to Jerusalem?
你有没有把自己交在这个耶路撒冷？
Now please don't think I'm telling you to uproot your family and move to Israel.
不要想我是把你让你们搬家到以色列去。
I'm telling you to give yourself to the heavenly Jerusalem.
我是叫你们要把你自己们奉献在这个新耶路撒冷的基督。
Become a part of that corporate living testimony that is the church.
是讲到这个教会所代表这个活的见证在地上。
And if your life as a pilgrim and sojourner on this earth is given to that,
你要是在地上做客旅、做寄居的，你就应该仰望这个天上的耶路撒冷。
One day that glorious, glorious church will come down.
有一天，那个非常荣耀的教会就要降在地。
All eternity we will have with Him.
在那个永世当中，我们都拥有。
Unimaginable glory.
是没有办法想象的荣耀。
Unimaginable beauty.
没有办法想象的美丽。
Can anything on this earth compare to it?
在地上有任何事情可以与它比拟吗？
This was the testimony they obtained.
这是他们所得到的见证。
They looked for a city.
他们要仰望等候那座城。
Which has foundation.
是有根基的城。
You know I'm fond of that phrase. Which has foundations.
是有每一个房子都有根基。
Whose builder and maker.Is God.
那个根基的城市神所经营所建造的。
That's what they saw.
这是他们所看到的。
It changed their life.
他们就生命得改变。
There's a wonderful phrase in Hebrews 11 when it talks about those.
在希伯来书十一章中有一个非常美丽的字眼。
It says, of whom the world is not worthy.
就是他们是这个世上所不配有的人。
If this is your life,
若是他这是你的生活
you have obtained testimony.
你就得到了见证。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
this is the burden.
这是我的负担。
This is the burden that is upon my heart.
这是我心中的负担。
I hope you're not discouraged.
我相信你不要被泄气。
I hope you're encouraged.
而是你能够被勉励。
I hope Along with Abraham, you become one that is fully persuaded.
我盼望大家都像亚伯拉罕一样，也能满心相信。
And I hope in the end that you discover a firm foundation that's unshakable.
我盼望大家都能够最终发现这个不能够动摇的根基。
And I hope you discover the greatest assurance in God's word.
我盼望大家能够在神的话语中得到真正的保证。
This is what it means to be fully persuaded.
这就是满心相信的意思。
And my burden is that in the end,
我的负担是在最终的时候
we will be among those that obtain testimony.
就是我们都能成为那个有耶稣基督见证的人。
And we will be like those in Revelation in the end.
我们可以像在启示录中所讲的那些的见证人
that have the testimony of Jesus.
能有耶稣的见证。
Shall we pray?
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we just again come back to you and lay these thoughts before you.
主，我们再次回到你的面前，把这些话都交回在你的手中。
Lord, we can speak and we can teach.
主，我们可以说，我们也可以教。
And unless you breathe upon your word,
但除非你把你的生命的气息吹在这些话上,
unless you make it alive,
除非你使这些话成为活的话,
take it from the academic realm and put it in the heart realm,
这不是在学术当中, 而是在我们的心里面,
then we will be those that are fully persuaded.
我们就可以能够成为那个满心相信的人。
Thank you, Lord, for your word.
谢谢你的话语,
Thank you, Lord, for this great thing that we see in Abraham.
主，我们谢谢你在亚伯拉罕身上你向我们显明的。
Thank you for this great thing that we see in Paul.
谢谢你让我们在保罗身上所看见的。
That we see in Timothy.
在提摩太身上看见的。
That we see in everyone that follows you wholly.
那些完全来 跟随你的人身上所看到的。Make
it true of us.
让这些也在我们里面成为真实。
Lord, none of us in this room knows if we have but another day.
我们知道每一个人我们都不知道在世上的日子有多少。
And while we're here together in your presence, we offer ourselves to you fully.
当我们在你的同在当中的时候，我们把我们自己都交在你的手中，完全交在你的手中。
That you would be our captain.
你成为我们的船长。
That you would be the Lord. That you would bring us into a living experience of what it means to be fully persuaded. For we ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.